This is KMBA News. I'm Chirp Krause. A regional energy cooperative in Bristol Bay wants to take its members off diesel. It's moving forward with a contentious hydroelectric project. That project could lower higher energy costs, but as Izzy Ross from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, it would also be built on one of the region's main salmon rivers in the nation's largest state park.
If you look at the Wood-Tikchik State Park on a map, you'll see a bump on its eastern boundary line, jutting out to include Nuyakuk Falls, just 3 miles inside the park.
Well, it's absolutely beautiful.
Pat Vermillion is one of the owners of the Royal Coachman Lodge, situated upstream from the falls.
It divides the river into kind of three chutes that are pretty intimidating just to even get close to them when they're pumping so much water through.
A regional utility co-op, Nushagak Cooperative, wants to harness that force, moving the region away from diesel fuel and toward clean, renewable energy. It could also lower high energy costs for its members. It has identified Nuyakuk Falls as an ideal location for a hydroelectric generator, and now it's beginning the federal permitting process in earnest. Their model would divert up to 30% of the river's flow through a generator and return it to the river at the bottom of the falls. The generator would produce almost 60,000 megawatt hours a year. That's more than double the region's current energy needs, enough power for member communities to turn off their diesel generators most of the time, and it could also lower energy costs for salmon processors in the summer. But Nuyakuk River is also a highway for one of the region's major salmon runs. Vermillion says that has prompted concerns about the development.
Nuyakuk Lake, Tikchik Lake, and Chacoctoolie are all upstream of these waterfalls, and they have massive amounts of sockeye salmon that spawn in their creeks that flow into them, and they all swim right through that waterfall.
The co-op has yet to determine whether the generator would impact fish. A state bill passed this summer allows them to do so by conducting feasibility studies at the site over the next few years.
We're looking for a reason why we shouldn't move forward.
That's Robert Himshoot, the CEO for Nushagak Cooperative.
So far, there hasn't been any fatal exclusion on the desktop feasibility. There hasn't been anyone come forward in our outreach to say, you know, no, no matter, no how, no way.
Himshoot is cautiously optimistic about the project's potential to generate power without harming fish.
I think that the potential benefits for the communities in the watershed, along with the design that we are putting forward, the diversion with no dam, until you have the actual hard studies, until you've got boots on the ground, you know what's going on, there's enough potential there, enough benefit.
The state park comprises 1.6 million acres of forest, mountains, lakes, and streams. Himshoot says the site's location on public lands raises the stakes for the project. Still, he thinks there is enough initial support to move forward in the permitting process. But many are worried about building infrastructure on public lands. Kurt Hensel is the superintendent for the Chugach Southwest State Parks. He says that building a hydroelectric facility in the park isn't necessarily off limits, but he also pointed out that in these early planning stages, there are a lot of questions, like the placement of the proposed airstrip and roads. In the coming year, Nushagak Co-op plans to conduct fundamental assessments and data collection with further studies planned through 2022. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
For KMBA News, I'm Chirp Krause.